This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. With the announcement of Apple's new line of products this month, including a cell-connected watch and a trio of new iPhones, the eyes of the business world are on the tech giant to enter what has been described as a supercycle of growth, with some analysts expecting a record $87 billion in revenue for the December quarter. But Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher suggests there are a few flies in the ointment that could get in the way of that supercycle being so super. And he joins us via Skype from San Francisco to discuss. So, Dan, eyebrows were raised not long after Apple announced these new products, right?
Yeah, this was just last week that they showed them to the world finally, of course, after months of all the leaks and rumors and everything else. So it turned out Apple can't really surprise anymore. The new stuff was kind of in line with what people thought. But one surprise was that they kept some of their older phones. They usually like put out a new phone and then demote the one that's just older than that and then kind of lop off the rest. So they're typically selling two phones, one at a new price, one for $100 less. This year, once the iPhone X, the X, starts selling in November, they're going to have five phones in their lineup, five iPhones, and ranging in price from like $350 above $1,000. So that's a little unprecedented, and it's kind of introduced, in my mind, a little bit of a question as to how the mix of sales is really going to pan out.
And that's a point you make in your story, that Apple will have five iPhones on the market, which could impact the average selling price. And that's a number that's very closely watched by investors.
The big problem is that now there's a lot of optimism about the cycle. Investors expect that average selling price to go up in fiscal 18. In fact, they expect it to pass $700 for the first time in the iPhone's history. And what that implies is, I mean, Apple doesn't say how many of each model it sells when it reports its results, but, you know, you can kind of use some of the math to figure where the mix has been. What that implies is that people think that the more expensive phones, especially the iPhone 10, the iPhone X that people call, is going to be a huge seller when that comes in November. And if it is, that'll bring that average selling price up. But if we hear that's going to be production constrained, and that if people don't like the whole, you know, Face ID thing, there's a lot of things that it's not a gift. It very well could be a very big seller. It also could be a little disappointing to what people think it'll be. And if it does, you know, you can bring that mix down. That's where you kind of get into this question of how's the cycle really going to play out for them.
And you also have to bring into the mix the tepid reviews that we've seen for the new Apple Watch as well.
Exactly. And honestly, the iPhone 8 hasn't gotten, you know, a lot of reviews have essentially said, yeah, it's a decent phone, but either wait for the 10, or in the case of our own Jeff Fowler said, you know, the 7's really good. If you don't really need the latest, if you don't really want to wait for that 10, get the 7 and save yourself some money. I've seen, and a few have said that. So that's not great for the phone that's going on sale today. And then the Apple Watch 3, the whole idea for that is that has to connect directly to cell networks. That's why that was kind of its selling proposition, and it looks like it's having a problem doing that reliably.
And those products are going on sale today, Friday, September 22nd, when we're speaking with Dan Gallagher about expectations for Apple following the unveiling of its new line of products. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Now, Dan, if anyone has any question about the importance of the iPhone to Apple, you have a wonderful stat in your column. Apple's smartphone business alone would rank number 12 among Fortune 500 companies in annual revenue. That is staggering.
It is. I think people think of it as like, oh yeah, this is Apple's biggest business. It's important to them. It's a big business in its own right. And so when it may seem to nitpick about, okay, how many of what model they're going to sell, it does matter a lot. There's a lot of market value riding on especially this coming year being a big cycle. So it's being watched very closely. It should be watched very closely. And I think that's why we're seeing the stock. I mean, the stock has essentially come down about 5% now since they unveiled these phones last week. And some of that's because it had a big run up ahead of that. But I think a lot of it has been like, you know, these early reviews haven't been terribly strong. And now there's some question about how is this cycle really going to play out.
So you think there's a little bit more to it than just buy the rumors, sell the news?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that happens sometimes when and Apple has become a very cyclical stock. So when it has a big iPhone cycle, the stock runs up and then it comes down. So I think some of that was going to happen. But, you know, to have the amount that's happened so far right up to the sale day, and what you've noticed is that the last 3 days have been the hardest hit on the stock, and that's when the reviews, especially of the watch, have come out. And that's kind of damaging for them because Apple usually gets its products right at the launch. They take a long time to really perfect their products. So to put a product out like the watch that doesn't seem to do what specifically what they said it could do on a reliable basis does hurt them. That's so the watch isn't a huge part of their sales, but image-wise, it doesn't help.
Yeah, you're right about that. It almost seemed, to me at least, that it was sort of rushed to market when you saw the reviewers saying, you know what, they're dropping the calls and such. And you're right. Apple products don't do that.
Yeah, and that's and a lot of these reviewers are people that love Apple products. I mean, Apple products tend to be do really well with reviewers because they do spend the time to craft them and get them right, and they're well made, you know, attractive. So, you know, the ones I've read keep saying, you know, very clearly, don't buy this yet. It's not done. That's damaging to them, not in the same way that if you said that about the iPhone, because you know the watch is a small contributor to sales, but it's the image impact, I think, is pretty significant.
Well, we will see what the early adopters do. I guess that Apple is really relying on them to come into the stores and buy the watch, regardless of the reviews, buy the watch, buy the iPhone 8 and the 8 Plus, and get it out into the marketplace and let everyone see it.
Yeah, and honestly, I think a lot of those early adopters, and that's the trick on this cycle. You know, my colleagues on the news side wrote today that, you know, the idea that a lot of people are going to wait for the 10. The X that's coming out in November. And I think for people that are really those early adopters and also the big devoted Apple fans, I got a feeling most of them are waiting for that anyway, because that is the big new phone they're doing with a new design. So I got a feeling that phone will do better. Again, though, we have to wait and see. And, you know, when the phone gets tested and this whole Face ID thing to see if that, you know, works as promised. We don't know any of that yet. We'll have to see, I think, when that comes.
Well, it's a big test for Apple. The iPhone X expected to hit Apple stores in November. Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.